VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump barreled through warnings of a damaging trade war with China Thursday, vowing an additional $100 billion in tit-for-tat tariffs on Beijing, having already asked for $50 billion worth of Chinese goods to be punitively taxed. Trump responded to Beijing's countermeasures by doubling down.
For many years, no president wanted to go against China economically. And we're going to do it.
Trump said he was still open to talks, but only if they were aimed at achieving free, fair, and reciprocal trade. China on Thursday formally launched a World Trade Organization challenge against Trump's first round of proposed tariffs. Beijing has also unveiled plans for painful import duties targeting politically sensitive U.S. exports, including soybeans, aircraft, and automobiles. And even as President Trump mulls a U.S. pullout from Syria, insisting the Islamic State group is almost completely defeated, the extremist group is showing signs of a revival. Despite being kicked out of the main towns they once occupied near the Iraqi border, the militants have regrouped elsewhere and revised their tactics, recently mounting a brazen attack on a border city in eastern Syria and expanding their footprint inside the Syrian capital itself. President Donald Trump has said that he wants to send between two to 4,000 National Guard members to the U.S.-Mexico border. Speaking on Air Force One Thursday, he gave his first estimate on the guard levels. And when asked about the cost, he said the administration is looking at that. Trump says he plans to keep the guard members there until a large portion of his wall is built. This is VOA. The daughter of a former Russian